Adam and Eve make the first confessions of faith recorded in Scripture. We will look at aspects of their faith, especially in Genesis chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, and chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Adam's faith. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20 says, Adam called his wife's name Eve. These words are most remarkable, especially because of their contrast with the previous verse. In verse 19, God says to Adam and Eve, In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The Hebrew word for Eve means life, life-giver, living. God says to the first couple, You will die. And then on the heels of that death sentence, Adam turns to his wife and says, Eve, life. Have you ever given instructions to someone? And after you are finished speaking, that person does exactly the opposite of what you said? You probably thought, I guess he didn't hear me at all. Donald Gray Barnhouse wrote that his children would often turn on the radio and flip from station to station. On one occasion, they tuned into a station broadcasting the wedding of some prominent people. When the officiating minister asked, Do you hereby take this woman to be your wedded wife? The children flipped the dial again, only to hear, Now, go to your corners and come out and fight. Barnhouse said that was like the contrast between Genesis chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. God says, You will die. And as if Adam does not hear God, he turns to his wife and says, Living. He hears God say that men must die. And then he says, They will live. What is still more astonishing is that God does not object and say, Adam, didn't you hear me? He does not reprimand or correct him. A life sentence. What is going on here? Thanks be to God, Adam has also heard the promise of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, which is an antidote to the sentence of death. For God said to the serpent, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. That means your wife, Adam, and all the godly seed that will come from her. Then suddenly, God turns the plural seed into a singular and says to the serpent, It, the seed that is coming from the woman's seed, shall bruise thy head. Crushing Satan to death, and thou shalt do no more than bruise his heel. Heel bruising is serious, but not fatal. So Adam heard a death sentence, verse 19, but he also heard